hook into a giant tiger muskie or northern pike. We're going for big fish with a big fly. Next on Western Life Radio.
Put on your helmet, let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet too. Anyone can get hurt, no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
School resource officers make $50,000 and up. Faster Utah can train 40 or more school staff members to the same skill level for the same amount of money. What do you think? FasterUtah.org.
Get online, on board, and on track with Utah State Parks online education for OHVs and PWCs. OHV education is required for youth aged to 15, and PWC education is required for youth aged 12 to 17. Utah's personal watercraft and off-highway vehicle youth education programs required by law are now online at www.stateparks.utah.gov.
Big flies will help you catch big fish with some very big teeth. David Richards with Sportsman's Warehouse hooks into a trophy catch.
I've got more after the pike, but I know going up to like Pine View chasing the tiger muskie can be very good. With the colder water, the fish are a little more shallow, so they're easier to target for the fly fishermen. Yeah, just a big, meaty-looking streamer a lot of times can entice those guys. They're such a voracious predator that, you know, they're always looking for a quick, easy meal ticket. Ideally, you want to use some type of steel leader so they can't bite through your line. But sometimes they can get a little shy to those leaders, you know, if they're just kind of hanging out and following it around and they see that. They've learned from being caught prior. Sometimes they won't bite, and you have to switch over to a heavy monofilament, like the 20, 25, 30-pound range, to get them to bite. But yeah, you want to go with something strong and heavy, definitely. The ones I tie, I tie articulated streamer for them, and it's usually a 2-aught hook, so two of them. And they're going to be about 4 to 6 inches long. Yeah, ideally, looking for the cover, that's where the natural bait fish is going to be kind of hiding out. So that's where you'll find these predators. You don't want it right down in the bottom, just a little bit above, and just make it look as scared or wounded bait fish as you can before you recast, just to do figure eights right on the side of the boat.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.